people have a funny idea of what God is expecting out of us. We are persons. We have a life to live, a body to maintain, a situation, circumstances to maintain. A man is expected to earn a living for his family, to take care of the needs of the home. Now, there are many ways in which we can serve the Lord within that context. People you work with and situations that you're in where you can lend a hand and so forth. A lot of ways to help. All the population of Christians are not supposed to be little Billy Grahams running around everywhere doing their good deeds. You see, the problem is that the people that are in the leadership of the church are, by the very fact that they're in leadership, gifted in special ways. They're gifted to speak, or they're gifted to write, or whatever. Now, for that leader to assume that everybody out there is gifted to speak and to write is false. That's why they put all these programs on people. And the minister can sit in his study all week dreaming up programs for everybody. Well, that's what he's paid to do. So the poor fellow comes to church on Sunday, he's just glad to make it to church. Now all of a sudden, all these things that he's supposed to be doing. But everybody that ever raises their voice to identify what Christians ought to be doing are, by the very fact that they are in a position to say something about it, gifted specially. Now, who raises their voice for the soul out there that is not gifted to speak or to be public? I think it's a great fallacy. It's so easy for the pastor to do it. Not only is he gifted, but he's also paid for it. And it's so easy for the officer of the church to do it because he's been elected to office and he's got to perform well. But for the simple soul just has a job to do and he wants to support his family and take care of his business and the lady that wants to take care of her home and the kids and so forth. For us to be pushing them into great religious activity is a mistake. It's not what God intended. I'm bringing all that up is that we have been blessed with blessings of the spirits, but not spiritual blessings in the sense of religious things. We're not all to be religious people, but to be people of the Spirit. Those are two different things.